And my own personal opinion, I think advertisements and magazines often make us very confused about friendships. Because, you know, when you look in the magazines, how does everybody look? They all look beautiful, don't they? The guys are very good looking, the women are very good looking. Everybody looks like they're having such a good time, you know? And that nothing's wrong in their life and everything's fine. Okay? And we look at those pictures in the magazine and we go, oh, I'm not like that. Something must be wrong with me. Well, I want to know who is like that. Yeah? Because you look at all the pictures in the magazines and sometimes you look and you go, oh, they're so good looking, but my body is the wrong shape, and you know, I bulge where I shouldn't bulge, and I don't bulge where I should bulge, and you know, what's wrong with my body? I should be taller. If you're short, you think I want to be taller. If you're tall, you wish you were shorter. If you have curly hair, you want straight hair. If you have straight hair, you want curly hair. You know, it's like we're totally dissatisfied with our body. We want to be somebody different, look different. You know, oh, I should only look like these people in the magazine. Well, you know, even the people in the magazines don't look like the photographs in the magazines because everything's computer altered. Yeah? I mean, all these models have zits on their face. And they just, you know, change it on the computer and do all the photographic stuff and cover it up. Yeah? Nobody looks like the photographs in the magazines, even the models. Yeah? So we don't need to feel bad if we don't look like those people. Sometimes I go and give talks in secondary schools in America, and the teenagers always ask me, why do you shave your head? I mean, because, you know, there aren't a lot of Buddhists in America. You don't see women walking around with shaved heads. And why do you cut your hair off? And I explain, well, you know, it's part of our vows and it symbolizes that we're freeing ourselves from ignorance, anger, and attachment. And I say, usually in society, we're trying to look good. And our hair is one way that we try to look good. Yeah, you part your hair this way, then down the center, then you clip it short here and grow it long here, then you grow it long here and clip it short there, and then you sprinkle it with red, or you sprinkle it with blonde, or some, in America, a little bit of green, a little bit of blue. So ugly, but they think it looks nice. You know? And we're always trying to look beautiful, you know, according to how we look. And, you know, the women, you paint your face. And, you know, the guys, you put on aftershave lotion. You know, and all sorts of things. And we get so bent out of shape, you know, depending on our looks. And so what I tell the people is, like, our hair is one of the big ways that we try and look good. And so I say, well, you know, I cut off my hair because I'm saying I don't want to try and look good externally because that's not the criteria with which I want people to choose me as a friend. Okay? In other words, I don't want people to like me because I look nice. Because people who like me because I look nice, that's not going to be a very stable, good friendship. And so we give up external beauty by cutting our hair off to show that what we're trying to do is develop internal beauty. And I think if we have internal beauty, if we're a kind person, if we speak well, if we're supportive to others and we're honest, if we have internal beauty, we're going to have a lot more friends than if we have external beauty. And also our friendships are going to be a lot better. Yeah. So all these people in secondary school are looking at me like, wow, you know, really? I go, yeah, really. And you know what else? I wear the same clothes every day. Yeah? And people still like me, even though I wear the same clothes every day and I don't have any hair. And I don't wear any makeup and I don't wear any perfume, you know. And I don't watch TV and I don't know any of the popular movie stars. I don't watch any of the TV programs. I can't talk about them. Okay. I don't know any of the popular music. I tell people I am out of it and proud of it. Okay? And you know what? People still like me. Can you believe it? No? So what I'm getting at is just relax with who you are and be happy with who you are and live according to your own heart. You know, live in a way that feels honest and true to who you are. Okay? And don't worry about if people like you or not. Yeah? Some people will always like you, and some people, there will always be people who don't like you. But the meaning of our life is not to have people like us. Yeah? Because you know what? We always worry so much. What are they thinking about me? What are they thinking about me? What are they thinking about me? You know, what are they saying? Do they like me? Do they think? Well, you know what? Other people are so self-centered, they don't really have that much time to think about us. Yeah, they're too busy thinking about themselves. We're really not that important that all somebody's going to do all day is think about us and how bad we are. Okay? I mean, reverse it. Do you spend all day thinking about one other person and how bad they are? No, you're too busy thinking about yourself. Okay? So we're really not that important that we have to get all bent out of shape worrying about what people think about us. Because anyway, their thoughts are just their thoughts. And their thoughts change all the time. You know? I mean, that's the thing about getting so worried about what other people think about us, is you never know from one day to the next what they think, because their minds are so changeable. Yeah? And then also, it's really incredible. Two different people can look at you and have two totally different opinions of you. You know? Why? Because people are just seeing you through the veil of their own personality. I mean, I've had situations, I remember two situations that illustrate this so well. In one situation, I was with some people and there was some kind of conflict in the group or something was going on, and so I spoke and I tried to ease the situation and so on. Okay. The next day, one person called me back and said, "You really caused so much conflict, you made this discord, you spoke so terribly." A half an hour later, somebody else called me and said, "Thank you so much for what you did, you really calmed my mind down." Who's true? Who's right? You know? I remember another day when I was living in the monastery, and one nun came to see me and said, "Oh, you are so uptight. You keep your vows so strictly. You're not very flexible. You're too uptight." And half an hour later, another nun came to see me and said, "You are so sloppy the way you keep your vows. You know, you need to be stricter. Why are you so sloppy?" Who do I believe? You know? One person says this, one person tells me the opposite. Yeah. If I'm going to get my own self-image dependent upon what other people say about me, I'm going to be real confused about who I am. Yeah. Because they all think something different about me. Because they're all looking at me through their own veil. Yeah. And so that's why I think we have to look in our own heart and in our own mind and look at our own motivation. And if we do something with a good motivation, with a kind heart, if other people like it, that's good. If other people don't like it, that's also okay. But if we do something with a nasty motivation and we're trying to deceive somebody or manipulate somebody, even the whole world praises us, we're not going to feel very good about ourselves. Because at the end of the day, we're the person who has to live with us. Okay? So it's much better, that's why I was saying, you know, we have to be true to ourselves and think things through ourselves and make our own decisions. And if we have a good motivation, you know, then you don't have any reason to regret what you say or do. And then what other people say, it doesn't matter. Because anyway, tomorrow they're going to change their mind. Okay, those were just a few comments I had about friends.